everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, you'll hear from Shane Wright. The Don Mills Flyers forward has been granted exceptional status into the 2019 OHL Priority Selection that takes place on Saturday, April 6th. You'll hear from Shane Wright and also a little bit more about the process of being granted exceptional status. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Greg Morales of the Kitchener Rangers. He had 2 goals and 7 assists and was a +2 in last week's action. The Rangers forward has been on quite a run over the last while, extending his point streak to 17 games coming into this week's play. The Rangers have clinched playoff positioning and will take on their rivals the Guelph Storm in the opening round of the playoffs. Morales, the 20-year-old from Ottawa, originally drafted in the first round by the Rangers in the 2015 OHL Priority Selection. This week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings has Rowan Noranda of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League still atop the list, the Western Hockey League's Prince Albert Raiders at number 2, Drummondville of the Quebec League at number 3, then the Ottawa 67s, the top OHL club at number 4, and the London Knights at number 5. Also representing the Ontario Hockey League are the Saginaw Spirit at number 9, and the Sioux Greyhounds get an honorable mention this week. 15-year-old Don Mills Flyers center Shane Wright has been granted exceptional status and eligible for the 2019 OHL Priority Selection. He's now taking part in the OHL Cup tournament powered by Under Armour and hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League this weekend. But as for Wright, was very excited when he found out officially he was granted exceptional status.
Obviously, I'm so honored to be selected for this. It's been a goal mine for quite a while now. To finally have it accepted is absolutely amazing. Just to have my name alongside those likes of Connor McDavid, Aaron Ekblad, John Tavares, it's pretty incredible. I watch those guys on TV almost every night. It's honestly hasn't even sunk in yet. I'm in the same category as guys that level of caliber, so it's pretty amazing.
Shane Wright's Don Mills Flyers Club has had quite a season heading into this weekend's OHL Cup tournament powered by Under Armour.
My Don Mills team, we've had a great season so far. Great group of guys, great coaching staff. Overall, it's been amazing. I mean, we've won almost all our tournaments. We've had, great regular season, great run so far in the playoffs, and then as well the Canada Games out in Red Deer. That was an amazing experience. Just to have something like that. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm truly honored to be selected that and to be a captain as well.
Shane Wright's Don Mills Flyers team is made up mostly of 2003 players, other than Wright, of course, who was born in 2004. But playing up is something Wright has been familiar with for many years.
I've been playing up in age my entire life. I'm a 2004 born, playing with 2003 my entire life. There hasn't really one exact coach. I mean, it's got to be my dad. My dad definitely influenced me to play up. I mean, he pushed me to always be my best, always do better, always keep improving myself. So I'd say he definitely inspired me, for sure. Obviously, it's definitely been a help. I mean, I've played with kids that are, they may be bigger, stronger, more mature than me. And I've always felt like I belong. I always felt like I've been able to make a difference there. So I feel like I'm going to be okay in the OHL.
Shane Wright's name is expected to be called very early in the 2019 OHL Priority Selection on Saturday, April 6th, and then he's looking to make the jump to the Ontario Hockey League for next season.
So I feel like the best part of my game is definitely my hockey sense and my brain. I feel like I can think the game very well. I can find my teammates really well. And also my compete. I mean, I want to win. I'm a pretty competitive guy on and off the ice. So I think those are definitely the best parts of my game. As for what I can improve on, I feel like my shot and my finishing ability are something I can definitely improve on. It's something I'm really going to take to heart this summer to work on and definitely improve on for sure.
That was Don Mills Flyers forward Shane Wright, who's been granted eligibility as an exceptional status player for the 2019 OHL Priority Selection. Phil McKee is the executive director of the Ontario Hockey Federation. They, along with Hockey Canada, administered the process that led to Shane Wright being allowed exceptional status into the Ontario Hockey League for next season. McKee gives us a breakdown on how the process works.
The exceptional player process is one that is encompassing. It tests the player from not only his hockey skills, but all the way through to his individual life and his individual maturity. And this started back in 2005, and the first trial run through it was John Tavares, and the program got modified from there. and has been in place since 2005. The core of the application process is a player's essay, the player's hockey history, and then we get a teacher's questionnaire, a coach questionnaire, player evaluation reports, and all this information is submitted into a national panel, and that's all done in confidence. We also have a report from a psychologist who sits down and does a life interview with the player and the parents to assess the player's level of maturity, his ability to handle the situation moving forward into the major junior hockey level, and understanding that, you know, as a 15-year-old, he'll be playing against, 16 to 20-year-olds, and that the individual has the capacity to handle that from a physical standpoint, a mental standpoint, and as well as a maturity standpoint to handle the situations that are in front of them. Shane, throughout this process, was excellent to work with. The family was excellent to work with, and, the national panel sat down, reviewed all the information, and, definitely saw that there's an exceptional status in Shane, not only on the ice, but in his life in general. And from that exceptional status, that was why they made the decision to grant him that opportunity to continue his development in the OHL as he'll be joining the OHL Priority Selection Draft.
That was Phil McKee, the Executive Director of the Ontario Hockey Federation. Congratulations to the Queen's Golden Gaels men's university hockey team. They captured the OUA championship last weekend and are now taking part in the University Cup championship. That's the U Sports National Men's Hockey Tournament this weekend. The roster is dominated by OHL graduates. In goal, Justin Fazio of the Sarnia Sting and Jack Flynn, who wrapped up his career with the Mississauga Steelheads. On defense, it's all OHL. Spencer Abraham, who finished up in Erie. Nathan Battillier and Graham Brown, who finished their careers with the Kingston Frontenacs. William Brown from Ottawa. Stephen Gibson of Mississauga. Nevin Guy, also of the Ottawa 67s. Patrick Sanvito, who wrapped up his career with the Sudbury Wolves. Up front, plenty of OHL players as well. I'll quickly go down the list. Slater Doggett, Liam Dunda, Ben Fanjoy, Mason Kahn, Jaden Lindo, Eric Ming, and Francesco Velarde, all players who suited up in the Ontario Hockey League and then using the OHL education program to continue their studies along with their hockey career. Congratulations to the entire Queen's Golden Gaels organization, including head coach Brett Gibson and assistant Kevin Bailey, who are both graduates of the Ontario Hockey League as well. That's going to do it for our show this week. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on OHL News, presented by Bauer.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.